This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the Infamous Podcast. It's Brian.
Do you want fries with that?
Wait, did you switch jobs?
That's the name of this episode. Do you want fries with that?
All right, so when do you want fries and when do you not want fries? That's what we're going to talk about today on the Infamous Podcast.
I can tell you right now. If I have to be to work the next day, it's fries. I'm off the next day. If they have onion rings... It's onion rings.
Okay, I have a weird question. Okay, this is totally random cast this week, guys. Weird question.
Yeah, sure.
Does Burger King actually have onions in their onion rings?
Yes, but they're like real small, like baby onions.
It's like onion powder. It's like not even real onions. And it's more onion powder than onions. Anyway.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, they're legit like little onions. Like they get the littlest onions in the batch type thing. So. They're not going for Vidalia or anything
like that. No. It's nothing getting, fancy.
They're getting the onions out of the bag where it's like grade, a 3-pound bag of onions.
Grade P onions.
Yeah. So. Okay, it might be.
Did you?
But
did
they're
you
the
see?
Only place that serves onion rings as fast food that I know of. Is maybe.
Well, White
Sonic.
Castle has the onion petals. I don't think Sonic
think
has
onion
rings.
I think White Castle has onion rings too.
Well, they have chicken rings.
But anything from White Castle
the
will poison me.
Ever
so.
Done, so.
White Castle, as you get older, turns into a once-a-month meal.
Oh, I don't even do it once a month, but I love it, but I hate myself after I do it. All right, have you seen It Chapter 2 yet?
No.
Are you going to see It Chapter 2?
Eventually.
So I was super excited to see It Chapter 2, and then I've talked to 4 people who have seen it, and now I'm just going to wait for it to show up on HBO.
Okay.
Like, it's 3 hours. It's like three... I was told it.
Did
it's
you ever watch the original miniseries?
Yes, okay. But I never watched it all in one sitting.
Oh, okay.
So like, cause I watched it on TV, and then when it was on VHS, I watched it.
They
and then when
like
I had
a
to change the tape,
or 3.5-hour miniseries or giant book into a 3.5 miniseries,
right.
And now it's a legit 5-hour movie.
So,
and did you hear that he's gonna do a
like, Stephen King?
No, the director. Oh. I can't remember his name. He's going to do the Kill Bill experience where he's going to make one big cut and he's going to be like 6 hours long or something.
Interesting. It's funny you mentioned Kill Bill. I just bought volumes 1 and 2 on iTunes this week because they were $4.99 each. So.
This show is not sponsored by iTunes.
Or Netflix.
Or anybody else at this moment.
You know, we were talking about something a minute ago, and I asked if you watched The Boys, completely forgetting we did a whole podcast about The Boys.
We didn't watch I didn't watch The Boys.
You didn't watch The Boys?
We didn't do a podcast about The Boys.
We didn't
either.
Do a podcast about The Boys?
No. I haven't watched
I guess
the
I've
boys,
just
though.
Talked about The Boys a lot with people.
You've probably talked to a lot of people about The Boys. No, I haven't watched The Boys yet.
Oh, dude.
I watched Carnival Row.
Yeah, you did that. You said that. I'm on I've been watching The Expanse. Did you watch that one?
No, I didn't watch it.
So I just got to season 3. I freaking love this show. It's so good.
Is it like Earth, Mars, asteroid field?
Yep. So, and I'm also listening to the first book at the same time. So.
Right.
But, yeah.
Just, it's a Sci-Fi Channel show, right?
Well, now it's an Amazon original because Sci-Fi canceled it and Amazon picked it up because it's like one of the most watched things on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. I hope Carnival Row gets a second season. That was interesting.
So that's next after... after I finish season 3.
It's not what you expect it to be. It's more it's more mystery noir.
Cool. I like that.
With monsters and creatures. But it's kind of cool.
What's your favorite show you've watched this year?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know that I have any favorite
shows. What's like some of the ones you've enjoyed the most? How about that?
Well, I enjoyed Carnival Row.
Yeah.
Mindhunter.
Yeah.
What have I watched? I don't know. I've watched... a lot of stuff, and then I've watched a lot of YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, I watch a lot of YouTube now.
I was going through, like, looking at, like, if I were... So, with Disney Plus coming out.
Yeah.
And Apple TV Plus coming out. And, like, you know, just all these companies coming out. Like Paramount or Warner Brothers launching HBO Max, which is like they're getting rid of the DC thing.
Yeah.
And they're going to just pour everything under this HBO umbrella.
So will that be different from
it'll be different from HBO now
and
yeah, and go.
So the subscription rate will be more.
It'll be more. But so I was looking through some of this stuff and it's like, what would I get rid of? And I pay for YouTube. I do YouTube Premium.
Yeah, right.
And
I don't do YouTube Premium.
Like, there's no way I would get rid of YouTube, especially not YouTube Premium, because there's no commercials.
You get no commercials. You can watch all your YouTube originals plus YouTube stuff from
and music and stuff like that. Yeah. Plus, like, a lot of the stuff I watch is like news.
Sure.
You know, about like topics that I like. So I don't even typically watch. I just play it on my phone and close the phone and it keeps playing, which is great. But yeah, like if I was going to get rid of one right now, it would probably be Netflix.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because the few things I watch on Netflix anymore, I could just wait and do a month and knock everything out in a month and then cancel the subscription.
Like Netflix originals and that type of stuff.
So
I guess, I mean, I watch a lot of stuff on Netflix. So, I watch a lot of stuff on all of them.
Yeah. So I mean,
like I feel like I get my money's worth out of every single one of them.
Yeah, I get more than my money's worth probably out of Hulu because that's like the one I watch the most.
And that's the one I probably watch the least.
But I don't know. Like they have old TV shows and stuff, and I don't know. I like But YouTube I do a lot, and HBO Now I do a lot.
But I've been pulling out a lot of like DVDs and Blu-rays and watching that. Like
see, a lot of the 90s
stuff. I'm on a Terminator binge.
Oh, okay.
So I literally watched all the Terminator movies in the last week, and I started watching Sarah Connor Chronicles yesterday, and I'm almost done with the first season.
So Daryl and I just randomly talk about
Sarah Chronicles.
We talk
which
about.
Which I learned that in Germany?
Yeah.
They couldn't call it the Sarah Connor Chronicles because there's a musician in Germany named Sarah Connor.
And she has an album called Chronicles?
they said they didn't want to confuse people. Okay. So it was called Terminator TSCC. Oh. And I'm like, why don't you just call it the Terminator Chronicles?
Or just call it Terminator.
The John Connor Chronicles.
The Angry Mom Chronicles.
Cersei Lannister Chronicles.
Bro, what was her name in 300? Leonidas' wife Chronicles. I know she had a name. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember.
But, I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about Daryl and you talking about Sarah Connor.
Every once in a while, we just start talking about Sarah Connor for no reason. Like, you know, I love Shirley Manson in that show. I thought she was awesome.
Which was her first acting job.
Right.
Yeah.
She did so awesome as, the head of
the T-1000
project there. And then the chess thing. What did they call it?
The Turk,
yeah. Which is funny because in, again, total randomness, in Armageddon, their drill head is called the Turk.
Turk.
So, and then in
it's just one of those
in Scrubs, you have Turk. Turk Turkleton.
And wasn't there a movie called Turk 182 or something?
I don't know.
I believe there was.
Okay.
Looking it up now.
You're looking it up now. Okay.
Yes.
So
Turk 182 with Timothy Hutton and Robert Urich from 1985.
Wow.
That's the one where I think the one brother, let's see. Yes. I've seen this before. Jimmy Lynch, Timothy Hutton, is angry because his older brother, Robert Urich, was injured as a result of an off-duty fire rescue and is denied benefits by the city.
Okay.
So he kind of goes on a rebellious rampage. This movie also had Kim Cattrall and Robert Culp in it and Darren McGavin.
Interesting.
And Paul Sorvino as himself.
Paul Sorvino as himself.
That's what it says.
Okay.
Peter Boyle. James Tolkien. This is like a consummate 80s movie. It's got everybody in it.
The most 80s movie ever took place in the middle of the 80s.
Yeah, it did. No, but Shirley Manson. Who was she? I forget her name. But they wrote into the character that her character was from Scotland.
Yeah. Why would you cover up that wonderful accent?
You can't cover up that wonderful accent.
And you shouldn't.
Is that her only acting job too?
I don't know. But
that's a shame. She was good. I liked her as that.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you gonna do? She's a good actress. She's a good singer too.
That was one where they need to like put out what would have happened in the third season.
As like a comic or something? A book?
But that would be a good way to doing it, a comic book.
But
yeah, the way that ended was like one of those ones where you're like, oh, really?
What do you mean it's over? Canceled? Yeah. What do you mean you canceled it?
She played Catherine Weaver.
Yeah.
For 17 episodes.
Yep.
She's only happy when it rains.
I said that.
Yeah.
But.
I forgot how shrewd Cameron was on that show. The Terminator. The Protector.
Summer Glau.
Not the Terminator, but the Protector. Right. Yeah, Summer Glau's character.
Right.
I forgot how shrewd she was, like, in the first season.
Oh, yeah. She was just.
Like, just let people die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was all about.
I forgot
John
how
safe.
Fast Derek Reese Bags was on that show.
Yeah, Bag.
Yeah, well, I like to call him Bags.
Oh, Brian Austin Green.
Yeah,
he was really good on it though. Like I really liked him as Derek.
It was funny because Tia Sakaar popped up in an episode as a student at a school, and I was like, "Hey, I know you." Like, what the hell's going on?
There were some pretty decent guest stars that popped up here and there.
Yeah,
and then you had what's his name, Gareth Delahunt as the
Cromarty,
yeah, which is funny because like most of the time, like so he did that, mm-hmm. and then he did Justified where he was a bad guy, yeah. and then he did Raising Hope where
he does that
fucking
comedy
hilarious.
And he does that like you know bad, and then he does comedy, and it's like, and the thing is everybody in the show was really good, mm-hmm. and that like you know I think Lena I had only seen in 300 before this,
yeah,
and then. Thomas Dekker, who played John Connor, was like the best John Connor, I think.
Agreed. He was on Heroes at the same time.
Yeah. Well, what happened was he was on Heroes and they were casting him for this. And there was supposed to be like some kind of storyline where he was going to come out as gay on Heroes. And his agent told them, take that out because I'm trying to get him to be John Connor.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, cool.
Which, and I think he's like gay in real life, which, you know, doesn't
Queen
matter.
Queen Gorgo. Is who she played in 300.
Okay.
Yeah, he's cool. I met him at a Dragon Con 1 year.
Yeah.
And I think I've gotten...
And he was actually good on...
Three or four John Connors?
Yeah.
Like autographs?
Nice. So you got...
Two or three. Two.
How many have there been? Four?
There's been five.
Five.
So I don't have Christian Bale on it, obviously.
Bale, Dekker,
I've got Dekker.
Furlong.
Furlong I met at a Dragon Con also. The one who played him in Terminator 2 is the older John Connor.
Oh yeah,
he's never done conventions.
And then you got the guy from Brotherhood, who played him in Terminator. What was that? Genesis.
Yeah, he hasn't done any conventions yet.
Who was in the Planet of the Apes movie, the second one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
he hasn't done anything like any conventions or anything yet.
Yeah.
So Josh Friedman, who was the creator of the show, is a co-writer on Terminator Dark Fate.
Interesting.
So it's making me look more forward to that.
Well,
but he said, I guess somebody asked him, since he was working with James Cameron directly, if James Cameron had watched Sarah Connor Chronicles. And he said no, because it's not his. He doesn't watch any Terminator that's not his.
Oh, what a dear.
He supports, like, I was reading, you know, a lot of that stuff when... I was watching him, and like he supported Schwarzenegger's decision to do the other Terminator movies, but he advised him when they did Terminator 3, which
Rise
I consider
of
the worst of the bunch. He told him, ask for as much money as you can get out of them and get anything and everything. And it literally like listed all this stuff that Schwarzenegger did. And like, you're just like, yeah, he really took his advice. Like, you know,
cool.
Schwarzenegger got to pick who played John Connor. That's the other one. Nick Stahl.
I
haven't
gotten
Nick Stahl
3.
Yet. Yeah. But he got to pick the guy who played John Connor, obviously, Nick Stahl. And he got to pick all the other actors in the movie. Like, Schwarzenegger was the one who got to pick who played who.
Okay. You know what I like Nick Stahl in was Disturbing Behavior with James Marsden and Katie
Holmes.
Well,
he was one of the preppy kids in that.
Well, no, he was the, like, outcast. that becomes a prep. He became super preppy.
Right.
And he's the one, he's the only one that survived at the end.
Of all the converted.
Mm-hmm.
Conterted. Oh, well, that's why he's working on Terminator Dark Fate. He's also working on Avatar 2.
Yeah.
Josh Friedman.
So
he's also wrote the teleplay for the Lock and Key movie?
From 2011?
Movie.
Oh, the one that happened. That was the pilot that never went anywhere.
Oh, okay.
David saw that. He said it was actually really good.
Wrote the screenplay for War of the Worlds.
Okay.
Wrote the screenplay for Black Dahlia. And then he created Sarah Connor Chronicles. And since then, he's just been working on odds and ends. Oh, he worked on that Emerald City TV series. He was the creator of that.
Oh.
I didn't ever watch that one.
I think it only lasted 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Terminator All right. So you've been watching. Fate. You've been watching Terminator. You've been watching lots of YouTube. You watched.
Oh, Eddie Furlong is in Terminator Dark Fate. He is actually listed on the cast now.
Interesting. As John Connor.
As John Connor.
We know it'd be funny is if he played himself.
Well, what it's going to happen is he's going to be like at the end or something, or at the beginning, you know, in the future. And he'll be the one that sends Mackenzie Davis's character back.
I liked her in The Martian. She was really good in that.
Did you watch the one with her? What was it? Well, she's right here. I may as well just click on it. With Charlize Theron that she was in.
Monster?
No, no, no.
Oh.
I can't remember the name of it now. Tully.
I did not watch Tully, no.
You should watch Tully.
Okay.
Tully was a good movie.
Cool.
Like, I actually enjoyed it, and that was one that I'm like, why am I watching this, really? But I was like, because of Charlize Theron, I think I was watching it, but it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an interesting thing, you know, knowing moms and knowing what moms go through with having right. kids and that. So Tom Hopper is in Terminator Dark Fate. From Umbrella Academy.
Oh, yeah. So
Dickon. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's funny. Playing somebody named Hadrill.
Okay.
This is a very diverse cast, actually.
Yeah.
This is probably the most diverse Terminator cast ever.
Yeah.
So cool.
I'm not
shot it in Romania or something.
I'm not opposed to female Terminators and stuff like that. Like that doesn't.
I think Gabriel
me.
Luna is going to knock it out of the park.
Well, yeah, I'm really looking forward to Gabriel Luna's. Yeah.
He's just Disney listed Plus as Terminator.
Nice.
Like, Terminator.
Very nice.
Arnold is listed as the Terminator.
Yeah, the Terminator.
Uncle Bob.
Wait, is that what she called him, Bob? Like
that's what John Carter called him in Terminator 2 was Uncle Bob.
Oh yeah.
I forget what his name was in Pops.
Yeah, Pops.
I just watched
him.
That. And yeah, Pops. So like that movie
had
so the
much
potential to be like the next like would have been a good like trilogy like they had planned it to be.
Well, no, Salvation was supposed to be the
Salvation
first
also was
of a
supposed
trilogy.
To be.
Oh, they both were supposed to be.
They were both the first of a trilogy.
All right, so Salvation didn't become a trilogy because they ran out of money. The studio ran out of money and had to.
Did
sell
you
the
hear
rights.
The ever hear the story of the John Connor thing with the end of the movie? So at the end of the movie, and this is all from the trivia.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, John Connor, and spoilers if you've never seen this movie, John Connor gets injured in the fight with the Terminator.
Yeah.
And your favorite actor saves him, the Avatar.
Yeah. Sam Huntington.
Yeah.
Or, not Sam
Worthington.
Huntington. Sam
Worthington.
I'm sorry, Sam Huntington. I love you. I don't mean to. I didn't mean to besmirch your name like
so
that.
So his Marcus is the name of the character. Marcus saves John at the end, beats the Terminator,
right.
and that they pretty much beat him together mm-hmm. by, you know, doing things.
But he's mortally wounded.
John's mortally wounded. Like, he gets chest punched, and it damages
I thought something
his heart.
Went through him.
No, it's just a punch.
Oh, just
the
a punch.
Terminator literally punches him in the chest and, like, damages him. I'm pretty sure. It's all a blur at this point. Originally, John was supposed to die.
Yeah.
And Marcus was supposed to be skin stripped, and they were going to put John's body over him.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is the weirdest sounding ending ever. Like, that sounds horrible.
Right.
Like, his wife's going to just be like, oh, yeah, sure. We'll just put my dead husband's body on this Terminator. And I'm going to give birth to his
child. Was
that child.
Dallas Bryce Howard?
Howard, yeah. Well, Claire Danes didn't want to come back.
Because
they asked her if she would come back, and she didn't want to. And they didn't ask Nick Stahl to come back.
No.
Which I would have been fine if he would have been.
Yeah, he was.
Christian Bale was fine.
Yeah.
It's just that movie has the stigma of the road rage.
Yep.
The stage rage. Yes. Stage rage.
Stage rage. I love. But well, like, then there was the whole, what are you? I'm the Terminator.
Yeah. Wow. But like on the trivia, you can go and read that whole thing.
Oh, the whole transcript thing. Where yeah, he and I'm lost like this shit.
But I kind of agree with Christian Bale that it was kind of shitty of somebody just to put that out.
Yeah,
like that. Like, you know, yeah, we know that shit goes on behind the scenes, but like he said, you know, there's you a level of trust you have yeah. with the people you work with.
Yeah,
and he goes, he kind of was like, you know, that kind of sucks that they did that.
Oh, I mean,
he apologized to the guy.
I delete
afterwards.
All the rants that you do before we're recording.
Well, we don't have a dude walking across the set as we're doing this.
Well, there was that one time.
I read it and I was like, you know, he justifiably had a right to go off. Because
maybe not as much as he did, but like definitely like.
But I guess he let it boil for a while. Because they said that guy was doing that continuously, and he said it. He said, if he's on the set one more time adjusting a light when I'm trying to do a scene, I will walk. And I'm like, damn. It's like, and they said that yeah. the guy had a habit of just coming in there while they were recording scenes and adjusting lights. And I'm like, why are you doing that while they're recording a scene?
That's going to mess up, like, not just the actors, but, like, the shot.
Literally said there was a scene where the camera was on him. That's when it happened.
Yeah.
The camera was on him. They were shooting. It was McGee, which he, like they said, Christian Bale had doubts about McGee doing this movie, like from the beginning. McGee's filming him. Bryce Dallas Howard's on the other side of the camera. Mm. He's watching her. And this dude's in the background adjusting lights and like distracting.
Right.
And that's when he lost it. And I'm like, you know what? I probably would have done the same thing.
Why not?
I would have been like, what are you doing? It's like the live set. You know what, Christian Bale? You got a friend in me.
Well, you know, you were born into the darkness and he merely adopted it. Well, so, you know, frenemy.
You know what? Sure. Bane and Batman can be friends.
Right? They're like the same person.
Well, in the current comic books, Bane and Batman from the Flashpoint are friends.
Well.
Frenemies.
You know, that Thomas Wayne Batman is a badass.
Well. So. He's more of a bad guy now.
Well, he was a bad guy in Flashpoint, too, technically.
Well, yeah.
You know.
The Joker was a bad guy.
The Joker was Martha.
Martha, yeah.
What'd you say?
I was wondering if you'd get it out first. What did you say?
Well, I said, why'd you say that name?
Because
that's what he says.
I thought the first thing he says is, what did you say? And then
he might have said, what did you say?
Why did you say that name?
Martha. Martha. Oh, God. Those movies were so bad.
Superman.
What are you calling DC lately in our text chain? Like, anytime someone mentions.
Don't Care Comics.
Yeah.
Don't Care Comics.
Oh, I got the new.
I got that from Bob.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Matt told me that Bob was calling DC Don't Care.
Bob got hearing aids?
No. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway.
For the convention.
I'll tell you more. I'll find.
Well, but no, I mean, you know.
Anyway.
Bob was the one that made that up, I guess. And I was like, well, that's perfect because it is true.
So I started. So
Don't Care Comics and Marvel would be Marvel at our movie.
Marvel, what's
something? Marvel, it's this thing where like DC does events. I see them, you know, I don't read them anymore and that, but I see them pop up like in the previews and that because it's still, I don't have to read a DC comic because I can just read the previews and know what the hell's going on.
Right.
I think the most recent DC book I got was that Legion of Superheroes Millennium.
It's right there.
Yeah, so because I'm like, I want to check that
I love the Legion, so, you know. Well, we haven't had a Legion book in like 4 years.
What is it? Event Leviathan? Why did you have to call it Event Leviathan, first of all?
I want to know how every single thing has Leviathan as a bad guy.
And who is he?
I mean, what? Like, it's every Leviathan is like just the MacGuffin of
well, he's
bad guys.
He's this one's literally destroyed every single agency
yeah.
in the DC universe. So like Argus is gone. The one that Frankenstein was working for is gone. Shade's gone.
SHADE.
Every Shield. Bad guy organization is gone. Like he's destroyed them all. Cadmus yep. is gone. And but I'm like, what's going on here? I'm like, I'll wait for the trade.
Yeah.
I'm like, even if it gets spoiled for me, I can wait for the trade.
So I have been enjoying the Frank Miller, John Romita Jr. Superman Year One.
I can't do his art.
I know.
I can't
but,
do his art.
I
did it on Straczynski's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's probably when I got tainted.
The cool thing about Straczynski's Spider-Man, though, was like that was the opening salvo to the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Morlun was introduced yep. and all that. Yeah.
And the whole, like, the animal totems and things. So, like, I don't know.
Here's my
Romita
problem.
Jr.'s art doesn't offend me as much as like some people's art.
It doesn't offend me. It just hurts my eyes.
Yeah. Well, there's no like depth to it, right?
Yeah, it's all blocky.
Just all flat.
The thing is, if you look at his art from 30 years ago,
yeah,
it's a totally different style.
Yeah,
like different style. He just said F it one day.
I don't know. And maybe he got like a bad hand cramp and he's like, oh, I like drawing.
Or
like
maybe
this.
He broke his hand or something. Yeah, I don't know. So.
But, yeah, I don't know, but the book, the Superman Year One thing is interesting. Like, he joined the Navy.
What?
It's like, yeah, like
it sounds like Man of Steel.
No, but he joined the Navy. He wasn't like in the Merchant Marines, but he got kicked out because he had a hero complex, and he was training to be a Navy SEAL.
Yeah,
and they boarded a boat with terrorists, and you know all the other guys like pop, 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 like
yeah,
headshot,
sure.
headshot, headshot, and then. There's a dude standing there with a grenade and Clark just walked up and clasped it with his hands and like saved everybody.
Right.
And they're like, well, you should have just killed him. You should have just shot him. And it should never, cause they're like, his commanding officer knew something was up
right.
with him. And he was like, oh, it was a dud. And so he got honorably discharged. But,
okay.
But then in the second half,
but this
he
is
ended
Black
up,
Label, right?
Right.
So Black Label, like Black Label is what
it's Elseworlds for sure.
Well, the thing is it's what these books should be. What, and this is the problem that I have with Marvel and DC and Valiant to a point, even though I stopped reading their stuff, is you try to intertwine too much.
Right.
And it's, you can't keep up.
Right.
So why not just do these books as individual
well,
books?
And
if you
talking,
want to do a blow up story,
right.
like with everybody,
yeah.
then you do it.
We've been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
That they should just throw out the whole idea of continuity.
Right.
And just do 6 to 12 issue series.
Sure.
Like
mini,
Marvel.
Like literally mini yeah. series.
Right. Mini maxi series, whatever you want to do.
But even Marvel's fell into that problem. Though.
Right.
How many mini series do they have going on at one time?
Well,
so
Star
Absolute
Wars.
Carnage is going on right now.
Okay. So you have Absolute Carnage.
But Beyond or whatever the next one is starting like soon too.
Right. And then you have House and Powers of X.
Yeah. Is that, that's supposed to
but
be.
But they tie together.
But it's resetting the X-Men universe
we'll
again.
See. We'll see.
I heard it's good.
Yeah.
I'll check
really
it out
good.
When the trade
yeah.
comes out.
So, and then, what's the other
which
one?
Which is the way I've done most of my X-Men stories.
Yeah.
So
there's yeah. Absolute Carnage, that one. There's another one happening in Marvel, too, at this moment. Oh, Star Wars. There's the whole Age of Resistance thing
but
happening
that's,
right
that's
now.
But that's separate altogether.
Well, but I mean, I'm saying,
I mean,
like,
it's not like Conan showing up in Star Wars. Conan showing up in
Avengers.
All of it. Well,
yeah.
Now there's a 2099 miniseries coming, too.
Conan 2099?
Conan 2099. Yeah, is part
nice.
Of it. It was in the most recent previews.
Okay.
So it's probably on previews world, you
yeah.
know. But I was reading and I'm like, what? It's like, what is this?
Yeah.
What's? Because I guess the story is crossing over an Amazing Spider-Man. Like, it's all
yeah.
been set up. This has been set up since the beginning of this year. Coming soon, Amazing Spider-Man.
I don't know.
Spider-Man 2099. It's only 80 years away. And it's the 80th anniversary of Marvel. Like, this is all in there. Like,
right.
this is the advertisement. And I'm like, I literally can hear, what's his name that used to announce for WWE, but they still announce for him? Michael.
Oh, Michael Cole?
Michael Cole, where he's like, are you ready? Like, that whole thing. Was that him?
No, that was Road Dogg Jesse James.
No, no.
The DX.
He was the, he, but
oh,
he was
Bruce
the announcer.
Buffer.
He was the announcer. Like, the guy
he
who was standing
for
up.
Boxing,
in the,
he wasn't. Or Bruce Buffer was with UFC.
Okay. Are but who was the ready? Guy? The guy with the white hair that was
Michael
like,
Buffer.
Okay.
Who did boxing? He did some WWE, but he did the WWE, like he would do the
Let's get ready to rumble. And it's literally like you're hearing that voice, but it's Robert Stack. So it's like you're like, it's all hyped up, but it's Robert Stack. And it's like, you should hear the Unsolved Mysteries music playing in the background while you're reading any of the stuff that's described for DC or Marvel, because it's a mystery what's actually happening.
Well, like the whole Doomsday Clock thing is still going on.
That'll be... That's because Dr. Manhattan's screwing with the book issue, while the book's
issue,
happening.
Issue 10 of 12 just came out.
Do you think that maybe Dr. Manhattan actually does exist? The Watchmen universe actually really happened.
I don't know.
Alan Moore lived in it. That's why he's so quirky.
I don't think Franklin Reed is okay with everybody messing with his universe.
Well, like Franklin Reed does only have control of the Marvel universe. Doctor,
no, he's omni.
Dr. Manhattan's like the universe.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, do you think...
So
like,
wait, did
the, maybe
Dr. Manhattan
that,
create Franklin Reed?
Maybe he did. Ooh.
I smell a crossover.
You could just say that Dr. Manhattan created Stan Lee, who created all of that.
Right.
Ah-ha-ha.
There you go.
Because they're all fictional characters. But that's what I'm saying. You think Dr. Manhattan might be real?
Maybe.
Yeah. And like he created this universe.
Or we're all in the Matrix. And
yeah, well, you know, that could be possible, too.
Our robot overlords.
I keep trying to fly, though, so I know we're not in the Matrix. Like, well, I'll stand out in the yard and literally, like, concentrate, and I can't do it.
You have to remember...
Do I have to take a red pill or a blue pill or something?
There is no spoon.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. But I want to eat. Do I just eat with my hands?
Well, I mean, are you really eating?
I don't know.
You know they're making a fourth Matrix movie?
I know.
With Laura Wachowski? Like, not even both of the Wachowskis are coming back.
It's just the one
just
Wachowski?
The one Wachowski.
What's the other one doing?
I don't know. It's a Wachowski.
Bound 2.
Well, I guess Joey Pants isn't coming back to the Matrix movie, so yeah, they could do Bound 2.
Joey Pants,
not coming back to Bound either.
Joey Pants died.
I know.
I mean, jeez.
Poor Joey Pants. R.I.P. Joey Pants.
Yeah.
In movies, not in real life.
Not in real life.
He's alive and kicking.
Now he just does conventions.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'd like to meet him.
What
like,
would you get signed if you were going to get something signed from Joey? You just go for the picture.
One.
I'd just go for the picture.
I'd probably just go for the picture, but to get something signed, it would probably be Cypher from the Matrix, but
I definitely would get Fugitive.
I was thinking maybe Fugitive, maybe not even Fugitive, U.S. Marshals, because he had a much bigger role in U.S.
True,
Marshals.
True, he did have a bigger role, but it was called U.S. Marshals for
right.
reasons.
But yeah, I don't know what I would get signed. I like
Daredevil.
Oh no. No Daredevil.
No Daredevil?
No.
Why not?
That was his Ben Ulrich is Ulrich is not no. So
Ulrich?
Yeah.
Ben Ulrich? Ulrich?
Yeah, Ulrich, whatever.
Ulrich of von Liechtenstein. Yes.
Oh, maybe Goonies?
Oh yeah.
Or Bad Boys? Because he's coming
back for the new one.
Right?
Like, literally, the Red Band trailer has him cussing, like, left and right, and I'm like, all right.
And did you see in the Red Band trailer, Ragnar Lothbrok's son from Vikings is in it?
I haven't watched Vikings.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Ready to Rumble. That's the one I would
Ready
get.
To Rumble.
Because he plays the promoter, the WCW promoter.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
With Scott Conn and...
I've never seen that movie.
And David Arquette. Oh, you have
to
watch that
Now I have
one.
To see that movie.
So after making this, after making Ready to Rumble, David Arquette legit became the WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I just looked at Terminator. I had Terminator Dark Fate. It's actually counting down.
Is it? To
Judgment Day. Yeah. I was going to say, Judgment Day happens in 49 days, 6 hours, 30 minutes, and 34, 33, 32. I think I got it.
You just smacked the microphone.
Well, there's a gnat flying around.
Ah, gnats. Anyway. Oh, no. Forget that. Baby's Day Out.
Baby's Day Out. What's was the poor man's Home Alone?
Well, kind of. But it was that baby, like, crawling all over the city. So
yeah, you don't know how that would happen.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anywho, yeah.
A sequel to Avatar.
Now, you keep saying Avatar, and like, I know you're not talking about The Last Airbender. Avatar, The Last
That's
Airbender.
That's called Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Right. But sorry, like, all I
sorry,
think about is,
sorry,
is
James
Avatar.
Cameron's Avatar.
Because I didn't see the first one.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I did because I saw Ferngully. But
oh, wow.
I didn't see the first one. And I have zero interest in the second one. And so my question is, are people out there actually like thirsty for Avatar 2? Like, are they like, I need this movie in my life?
Because Disney is owning it now, yes.
Well, I mean, but no, but it was in process before Disney. It was in production before Disney owned them.
Yeah, but Disney had already built a park and let all the young cast members come and stay, camp out at night. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look at the pictures. These kids are happy. They're on the real life set. Well, they're in a room with a bunch of, at least they're hiring people.
There you go.
And employing.
So that looks a lot like the logo from Vinny Chase's Aquaman.
Oh, really? Does it? That's great.
Well, James Cameron directed that.
Did he?
You don't. Oh, you
didn't. I know what you're talking
about. Did you watch any of Entourage?
Did not, but I know what you're talking about.
But
the only reason I would watch Entourage is for Emmanuelle Chikeri.
Oh.
Because she's beautiful.
Yes.
I was just looking at this to see, like, who's coming back. And literally, they got Zoe Saldana. Somehow, they got Sigourney Weaver. Spoilers, she died. Sam Worthington's coming back.
I'm out.
But then there's Kate Winslet. Is going to be in it. Rumored that Vin Diesel is in it.
Interesting.
I am Groot.
Riddick.
He'll be playing. Oh. Riddick in the Avatar universe will be awesome.
So.
Jermaine Clement.
There's a slam.
Or Jermaine Clement.
There's a IMAX slam on.
Do you think he'll be an avatar that sings "I'm Shiny"? Jermaine Clement. He played Tamatoa.
Yeah.
David
Dude,
Thewlis.
You know what he's really good in?
What?
Legion.
He's in Legion.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So he was. He's had like a huge couple years. He
did you ever watch the What We Do in Shadows movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I need to watch the TV series, but
Flight of the Conchords.
See
was
this?
Great.
This movie's. Confusing me because, like, I thought that dude died too, and supposedly he's coming back.
Maybe it's a flashback.
I mean, this is you got a good people. Like, let's see, Giovanna Ribisi's coming back, Michelle Yeoh, Cliff Curtis. Cool. CCH Pounder.
Okay, was she in the first one?
I don't remember. If she was, she played one of the actual aliens.
Yeah.
And that, but yeah, I don't know what this movie even is because they haven't said anything. Like, literally, the description on IMDb is a sequel to Avatar.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah. You know, it's a sequel.
Okay, I got a show for you to watch, Succession on HBO.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of its second season right now.
That's the one
with Brian Cox.
Yeah.
And Cameron Fry's in there. Alan Ruck.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's a guy who's like literally stayed employed.
Oh yeah,
he's
the definition of a working actor.
Yeah, like so. Forever.
But no, Succession is really good. You'd like it. Like you would appreciate the humor.
Yeah.
And then it's just super well written and well acted, and you know it's it's dealing with like a fictitious media conglomerate.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. So. It's like publication stuff and that.
But you would definitely like that one. And then Ballers is in its final season, so I've been watching that.
I watched the whole first and second season, but I haven't watched past.
So it's on. This is season five. So just like Entourage, I've been hate watching Ballers. Like, I don't think I necessarily enjoy watching the show.
Do you watch it because of the actors?
Well, I love Rob Corddry. So,
right.
And then Denzel's kid, who
John,
was in Black Klansman, is really good. I like
John
I like
David.
Him.
Is that his name? John David Washington?
So, yeah. So, So I don't know. I mean, I like some of the characters. The person I like the least in the show is The Rock. But like, you're not supposed to like his character. So like, he's doing a good job there. But Yeah, and then this new Righteous Gemstone show is hilarious.
Oh, okay, yeah. With
the guys
Danny McBride
from,
and...
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody from the last two shows,
Walton Goggins
Down and Vice Principals, and John Goodman.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know
John,
it's good.
John Goodman
You know
great.
It's good if John Goodman's in it.
Adam Devine from Workaholics and Pitch Perfect and stuff, he's in it. He's great.
Oh, yeah, he is, isn't he? He plays one of the kids,
Bumper.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's one of the one of the children.
I watched the trailer for that. I'm like, I'll wait and watch this whole thing at once.
But
The Boys is probably up next.
You got to watch The Boys because I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
The Boys is one of the few ones where I watched and I finished and I just started over.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then I went and I read the first, like, omnibus.
Had you never read it before?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a huge Garth Ennis guy, if you remember.
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
I don't discount that he's a great, like, comic book creator just in general, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't care for Preacher. His run on Punisher was, you know, I get it. Punisher's not really a character I get really
Polar
into.
Polar bears. Who would have thought to bring polar bears in to, like, kill a bunch of gangsters? Mm-hmm. Garth Ennis.
Yeah.
But then again, he dropped a Pope on a bastardized Jesus, too, in Preacher. So.
Yeah.
I love that book.
Preacher. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, there's just
that book had a lot of like good characters in it.
Yeah.
And that, so, and a good ending.
Yeah.
Can only ask for a good ending.
Right. But yeah, so anyway. Yeah, we talked about Mindhunter last
week.
You wanted
to talk about GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't read the article, but
so apparently GameStop is closing like 200 stores. That's what
worldwide,
you get.
Worldwide, though.
Is it worldwide?
Yeah,
okay,
that's what it said
so,
in the article. At the top of the article, I'm pretty sure.
But I don't know. I just saw it. I thought it was interesting.
I don't know. I was working at my retail establishment, so I couldn't read about another retail establishment.
You didn't want to read about other retail establishments closing?
No, you know. Every retail establishment closes stores. But... You know, I think I read somewhere that it was going to be worldwide. Oh, yeah. 200 stores around the world.
Before the year is out. And more closures are coming.
Guess what? That's not a surprise. So. At some point, you'll see, like, they're doing, like, Target did with CVS. Kroger's is doing with Walgreens. And that you will see GameStop pop-ups. Oh, or like the Disney
yeah,
at
like
Target.
Disney and Target.
You're going to see a GameStop pop-up at Walmart.
Well, like...
Oh, I just see that be a thing. A lot of it's like, you know, Taco Bell's going to win the fast food wars type thing. Like, you
like
know,
Demolition
no joke.
Man.
Yeah, the Demolition Man thing with that. You know,
you watched
the, 30 years ago, people went, ha ha, that's funny. Now people are going, that shit's really happening.
Holy shit, no, please no, please no. You
We're
watched,
all going to have to eat Taco Bell.
You watched Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah, I watched.
So in that last season when it was like the future for Taco Bell, or for Taco Bell, the future for Parks and Rec.
Right.
And it was Exxon, Verizon, Chipotle
was
just the only big company left. And it was, I forget what they called it. It was like Verizon, Chipotle or something.
Well, it's like the abysmal Alien Resurrection movie.
Yeah.
Where they talked about like, and it had happened in the past because Weyland Yutani still existed, but it was like a different name now because it's like 300 years in the future. But when they mentioned like when Walmart lost in the whatever, you know, lost and everything, it's like, really? You had to throw that in there? At no point has Walmart ever been mentioned in another Alien movie. And we thought, ha ha. Joss Whedon was sitting around going, this is gold. I'm writing this. This is gold.
He was so proud of himself.
Or he was going, you know what? I'm going to focus more on that Toy Story movie because Disney or Pixar and Disney are paying me money, whereas this Alien Resurrection movie just sounds terrible anyway, so I'm just going to make it the worst turd I could ever do.
I just mail it in, like the last
literally.
Two seasons of Buffy.
Well, yeah. There's some gold in that, those last two seasons.
There's a couple good episodes.
There's a couple gold pieces.
Or mail it in, like all of Firefly.
I can't argue with that. There's like, what, three good episodes for myself, like in my opinion?
Like, but I think there's four... good episodes. There's one watchable episodes, and then there's just eight turds.
Okay, I'd have to go back and watch it all, but
so Serenity, the pilot, was good.
The real pilot,
The Train Job was good.
Yeah, I like the one with Richard Brooks from Law and Order. where he plays the bounty hunter that catches up with him and like shuts the whole ship down.
That was the last episode. That was not good.
I like that one.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
The one, anything with that.
No,
that,
the worst one was the whorehouse one.
So the whorehouse was the worst one. And then anything with Christina Hendrickson was bad.
Really?
Yeah. I did not care for those episodes. And then the one where the dude mailed himself to them, Knox from Angel.
Yeah.
When he mailed himself to them, that was dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so I was going to be mean there, but I decided not to be mean.
Why were you
saying? I was going to say that that's who Joss Whedon was dating at that time. Oh, damn. Snack. Damn.
I didn't know Joss Whedon went that way.
You know, you have to say that's allegedly. The thing is he's, yeah. I was being sarcastic, but like, it seemed like there was always somebody who popped up on every single show that he was producing.
Right.
Like, as different characters. And you're like, why is this person?
Oh, and then the hospital heist. Was really good.
I don't remember that one.
When they went and they went.
I'm sorry, Firefly. I'm not that. I prefer the movie. Serenity was far superior to the entire TV series.
I do not disagree with that. I also think he was really stupid with that movie because he did not make that movie accessible enough to warrant further movies. And you could tell
didn't
from the
have
trailer.
To.
Yeah. Well, I get it, but like, you know, I think the whole idea is Fox or whoever did the movie Lionsgate.
Universal.
Like, they would have really liked to have a Serenity franchise.
Well, I'm sure that the fans would have liked that.
Oh, the fans too.
Yeah.
But like, he blew his load.
But it wasn't a movie that was made for everybody.
No, it was made for the 18 people who still liked Firefly.
I just went to see it because I liked the cast. Yeah. I mean,
Alan Tudyk, I'm in.
I mean, literally, like, that was, it's that thing, and we should do that as an episode, like, where it's literally one of the best cast, and they just can't get the stories out of the gate.
Ooh, like The One. Oh, we're talking about TV shows.
We can
but
do
The
movies,
One,
too. Like literally, like, there's movies that you could do that with,
like,
too.
Look at The One, right? And like,
with Statham and...
with Statham and Jet Li and Delroy Lindo.
Carla Gugino.
Carla Gugino. Carla Gugino.
You could have went and seen her at Horror Hound last weekend.
Yeah.
They have four Watchmen cast members there.
From
was
the
like,
HBO series?
No, from the movie. I was like, man, it kills me because I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And that it was, what, Gugino? Yeah. And Malin Ackerman.
Oh.
And Night Owl.
Who played Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson and Jackie Earl Haley.
Nice.
We're all there. And I'm like, man, that would have been awesome.
I would have had him sign something from Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears, yeah.
So, but anyway.
Patrick, I would have just had Patrick sign something because he's in everything now.
From probably A-Team?
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Or
Ocean Master. I mean, seriously, he wears the costume. He looks like Ocean Master. He was good.
Like,
that movie was not bad.
So
of all the DC movies, that one was one of the better ones.
So anyone who complains about Aquaman is not allowed to turn around and say Black Panther deserved a Best Picture nomination.
Okay.
Because
you think they're the same movie.
It's the same movie.
Yeah.
The only difference is the Atlanteans are smart enough to be like, hey, we're going to stick with the king we know until we don't have to. So.
Yeah, because in Black Panther, even though, you know, I enjoy that movie, David Oluwayo's character is very loyal to T'Challa.
To a point.
He's very loyal to him until Michael B. Jordan rolls up with a dead carcass of Andy Serkis and he goes, wait a minute, you're the better king.
Right.
Like, you're like, yeah, he would never be allowed to be anything ever again in Wakanda.
No.
You're not even the janitor.
Dead.
We'll hire Finn to be the janitor before we'll
we're gonna go into the future, into deep space. Oh no, wait, we're gonna go
into
the past.
A long time ago in a galaxy far,
we're going
far
into
away.
The past, into deep space, and we're getting that.
No,
guy,
no, Finn would just walk out of the walk out of the cave and be like, I've been here the whole time. I was watching. You need a janitor?
All right. Yeah, we need to talk about it. Like,
but like
the whole
I feel like the whole cast, maybe minus Adam Baldwin, because he's kind of an asshat at this point, that whole cast was solid.
Hey, you can't judge people's past work on what they do now.
Yeah, well,
like,
you know.
Because like, he's still amazing in Chuck.
He's always been that way, though.
Okay, well, he didn't have a platform when that stuff was
happening. Have a platform, and he was employed.
Yeah.
Now he's not
employed.
He's not employed.
Like, you know, like Ethan, right? Like, we loved Ethan's artwork, like with in Green Lantern, like the whole like War of Light thing is something you and I bonded over.
You know, it wasn't because of the artwork.
Green Lantern is something you and I both love.
It wasn't the artwork for me.
No.
It was Ivan Reis's artwork.
Yeah, well, that too.
Sold me on that book. Ethan just would come in and, you know, pinch hit for him once in a while.
But when he would create, like,
the characters he did that first miniseries, and I was like, eh, it looks okay.
Yeah.
But then he started, like, making everybody kind of look like, it looked like a skeleton with the skin pulled down on it. And I was like, it just started getting worse and worse, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not that big of a fan of his. I decided, like, I'm really not that. Like, Ivan Reis, I was like, man, you could do any book, and I'll probably buy it just because of the art.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And I've done that. Like, his Aquaman with Geoff Johns was.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Looked beautiful. It was not a great
but
story,
it's but that thing where, like, that whole cast was solid, but they didn't have a good writing staff, I felt like. Whereas, like, Chuck had a solid cast and a solid writing staff.
Well, when you have McGee and Josh Schwartzman running your show.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
something good is going to happen. Like, you look at a show like Fastlane that McGee did, right? The one with Peter Facinelli and Bill Bellamy.
I think I watched, like,
Tiffany
a couple
Amber
episodes Theater. That.
Like, it was a dumbass show.
Yeah.
It was fun as hell. And the stories were, like, tight. Like, they made sense why they were doing it.
Yeah.
Like, and Chuck was the same. Like, Parenthood redid a lot of Friday Night Lights episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. How did they? Without the football?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, Chuck, from time to time, would do
Fastlane stories.
Fastlane stories. So, which.
But it was, it's like, what do you look at? Like Buffy.
Yeah.
Cast. Solid.
Oh, yeah.
Solid writing most of the time.
Most of the time.
You would love to see them all in a movie together that wasn't Buffy. Just because you know they can act together and, like, it was, you know.
But, like, you look at Angel, right?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Angel, I feel like, took the
solid
best
showrunner, solid writing.
Had a better writing than Buffy.
Yeah.
Because David Greenwald.
Well, the Greenwald,
is, because you look at Grimm.
Yeah.
Like, Grimm is amazing.
And he,
like,
did that.
Yeah,
yeah.
By himself.
I never watched it, but yeah.
Oh, dude, that's all on Amazon Prime. You should watch that one.
Well, I got to watch The Boys first.
Well, after The Boys.
No, there was that other show. You said I got to watch Succession, too.
You have your Mondays off. You can knock out, like, whole seasons of stuff like that.
I watched 3 Terminator movies this past Monday.
That's not my fault.
And I was like, I literally told Elva, I said, I've got to get through Terminator 3. And she's like, why? I said, because I'm watching all the Terminator movies, and I got to watch Terminator 3. And she's like, is that the worst one? I'm like, that is, like, a movie that should not even be called a Terminator movie.
It should be called Rise of the Machines.
Yeah. And they didn't even rise anymore.
Right? Just like War for Planet of the Apes, where the apes didn't war.
Yeah. You thought apes were going to fight apes. 8-on-8 violence.
Apes don't kill apes.
I'm still waiting for the Ape Nation movie.
Are they going to wear, like, the hats with the, like,
no,
metallic,
the Ape,
like,
Nation
suits, like, Janet
movie
Jackson
took
Rhythm
place.
Nation?
So Ape Nation was a crossover, one of the original crossovers, with Alien Nation. That was also owned by 20th Century Fox at the time.
Okay, people can't see my face
right now,
but I'm like,
this is
I'm
a comic
totally
book
on
miniseries.
Board. Yeah.
This was a comic book miniseries. This is, like, one of those, like, very early crossover ones. Aliens versus Predator had come out, and, like, I think everybody was going, what else can we do? And somebody went, hey, Adventure Comics is what it was. They had the rights to Alien Nation. They had the rights to Planet of the Apes, and I think somebody just went, That ship crashes on the Planet of the Apes. And I'm like, okay. The art was awesome. The story was goofy, but cool. Mm-hmm. And it literally was. The Tank Denise ship came to Earth, and it had been the Planet of the Apes. And it was just like this is how cool it was. The writer of the story named the main characters. The main ape was named Heston. And the main Tank Denise guy was named Khan, as in James Khan. And I thought, man, that's awesome.
That's
funny. But, yeah, it was fun. So I'm like, I'm waiting for that movie.
You know what Planet of the Apes comic crossover I really liked was the Green Lantern one.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a solid one.
Because
The Star Trek one was good.
The Star Trek Green Lantern one was good, too.
Well, the Star Trek Planet of the Apes one made so much sense that it was like, why wasn't this ever actually done?
How wasn't this like a cartoon?
Because Paramount and 20th Century Fox wouldn't have been able to work together.
No. I think that's the story. Paramount just can't work with anybody.
Maybe it is. But they can rebuy back Star Trek and Viacom and just all like that.
Stupid.
Well, who bought who? Did Viacom buy... like, they've condensed it all into
Viacom
one again.
Viacom is the parent company.
So they have everybody now. So, like, the movies and the TV shows can all mix together and that, you know.
Well, 20th Century Fox belongs to Disney, though.
Well, I know that. So I'm talking about Star Trek and,
oh, yeah,
like, all the TV shows. Yeah, like, yeah. Literally, the TV shows could not tie to the movies and vice versa.
Right.
Because CBS was running that whole division of the television, but right. Now it's all one again.
Well,
because
it was on NBC. It was Universal for a while. Whatever. But
what was? Discovery was all on...
Discovery is all CBS. Right. All access.
So now it's all Viacom.
Yeah.
Paramount.
Anyway.
Paramount, Viacom.
I mean, Viacom. UPN was Paramount.
Viacom.
So.
UPN was WB and Paramount.
No, no. That was CW.
Okay.
Because the WB was the WB. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Cool. Yeah, you should definitely watch Succession, though.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. WB.
R.I.P. UPN. R.I.P. CW. Does this still exist?
Yeah, I gave up on all those shows. Okay. All of them. I don't even watch 100 anymore.
Is that what? Well, yeah, that's what all the superhero shows are on, isn't it? Wow, I haven't watched that in a long time.
So I feel like.
Are you going to watch Crisis?
No.
You're not going to watch Crisis at
Probably
all.
Probably not.
Okay.
So here's the thing. It's when the Flash for like the
I feel
fifth,
like I'm gonna watch Crisis.
For the fifth season in a row had a speedster as the villain. I'm like, I'm out. I just can't do it anymore.
Savitar?
I just can't. That was like season two.
No, Savitar wasn't season two.
Maybe three. But they had like it was they've only ever had
speedsters as villains.
And it's like this is so
well, bad. I thought the last was it not this last season, but the season before
I don't know. I didn't watch the last
was
season,
the one where it was so. Like a bunch of random villains. Like it wasn't speedster
yeah. See,
villains.
See, I'd
like,
given up at that point.
Like Katie Sackhoff was on there at that point.
No, there was a speedster in
I'm a nut.
There was a speedster in there as well, though.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, I don't remember now. But oh. It was dumb. It was so dumb. And she was really bad on that show.
Everybody loved her on that show.
No, she did this really shitty British accent.
Oh, did
and,
she?
Like, it made me sad. Like, I mean, I still love her. Don't get me wrong. But, you know.
Somewhere she's flipping you off, but
no, she's not. She's not listening to this childish podcast.
When did this become a childish podcast? Jeez,
I don't know. Anyway,
we cuss on this podcast. It ain't childish.
Sometimes, more often than not.
When this episode's airing, I'm currently.
Yeah, you're on vacation.
I'm
right
working
now.
At the Cincinnati Comic Expo. Actually, am I? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll be downtown at the Cincinnati Comic Expo. So.
I don't know if I'll be at the expo. Well, yeah. I won't be on Wednesday because I have to leave and go
Wednesday.
To, or Wednesday. On
Friday.
I don't think I'm going to be down at all. If I go down at all, it'll be on Friday for like a minute. So.
Are you gone next week or something?
No, I'm here next week. Oh. I'm gone. I have to go to Hawaii.
Oh. Terrible.
I know, right? Then I come back for
that's
three
okay.
Days.
You'll probably be like in a conference center or something the whole time.
No, I'm in an airport the whole
yeah,
time.
See, you're not
so,
going anywhere.
Yeah, and then I come back and
landlocked. Like, they're not even going to let you rent a car.
Then I go to Turkey for a week,
and you're at the airport.
No, actually, no. Like I'm staying in like downtown Istanbul, so
Constantinople.
Nobody's business but the Turks.
I got it. That time I got it.
Sweet. What? I can't hear you. My eardrums are gone.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
So
I didn't hit it as hard as I did that last time.
No, you certainly didn't.
You said to get closer to the mic. Is this close enough?
Do you sound like Buffalo Bill?
It puts the lotion on its skin. Give me my dog back!
How was that? That's a good movie too.
Would you like to see my skin collection? Would you like fries with that?
No.
Wow.
Wait.
You want fries with that?
With your skin collection? Maybe.
Fried skin collection.
Delicious. Well, it's like, did you ever go see the bodies exhibit? Speaking of like
no.
collections.
No.
So Angel and I went and saw that. And, like, we left, and she's like, what do you want to do? I said, I don't know, but I'm really hungry.
Wow.
And I was. Like, I was really hungry. Ugh. And so we went out, and you know what I got for, like, dinner that night?
Fried chicken.
Ribs.
Oh, see? There you go. Like, I want
She's like, you're sick.
Want some ribs and some chicken legs.
I'd like some ribs. One rib. How much for one rib?
Terrible.
All right. So next week we're going to talk about sports.
We're not talking next week, are we?
No.
Oh, we'll talk because you'll be back. Yeah, you'll be back.
Yeah.
We're time jumping at this point.
Yeah, we're doing some weird stuff here, so different things.
We recorded on Tuesday, which you'll be listening to on the previous Sunday, which is the review of Mindhunter.
Yeah.
And then we're recording on Thursday, which will be airing to Sunday, or the Sunday after the Mindhunter episode. If you're not confused now, you will be confused later.
But then you're on vacation for a whole week, and then you come back after I get back from Hawaii, and we record that Thursday.
And I'm going to pull up into your front yard in a DeLorean and hit your garbage can and be like, Brian, we got to go back. Back to the future.
What's wrong?
Your kids become assholes.
It's your kid. She's an asshole. I know that already.
Shame on you.
I love her like pancakes, but I know that already.
Anyway. Shame on you. It's your grandkids. Hey, I get to tease about something that I never will have to deal with. Grandkids.
Dude, I'm going to be the worst grandpa because I'm not going to be like the fun.
I'll be the worst, best uncle.
Uncle Grandpa?
Uncle Grandpa.
Yeah.
Taking your kids to spring break in Miami. Your grandkids are going to spring break in Miami when they're 3 years old.
I want to visit Johnny at Disney World.
Yeah, because that's where he lives. He's like 20 miles away, but that's where he lives.
He hung up the smock at Kroger and moved to Orlando.
That's been a thought.
You've been talking about that for years.
Well, yeah.
I'm waiting for it to happen. I wanted to be like Goodwill Hunting, right? I just want to pull up one day and you're gone.
There's a note on my front door.
Yeah. I had to go see about a mouse.
Did you just call yourself Ben Affleck?
Well, you know, like Ronnie says.
I'll leave a note on the door. It'll be like, Dear Ben, I'm moving to Florida. I'll see you soon. Martha.
Well, it's like Ronnie says in Role Models. You white, you Ben Affleck.
Yeah, okay. Does that mean if you're black, you're Eddie Murphy?
I don't know. He didn't go that far.
I would have loved for that to like been explained.
Because he calls Paul Rudd Ben Affleck.
Well, yeah, because Paul Rudd looks like Ben Affleck. He looks like a very thin version of Ben Affleck. He looks like Ben Affleck when he was in Goodwill Hunting.
So, yeah. All right, so you know how you're doing the Terminator thing?
Yeah.
Like, I did a Ben Affleck marathon.
Ooh.
I did, like, The Town and Argo and Gone Girl.
Like, the better stuff.
Yeah, and what was the other one? The Accountant.
Okay. Some of the good stuff.
Honestly, if you put a cape and a cowl on him, the accountant.
He's a Batman?
He could be Batman. Like, you know.
Could he be Thomas Wayne, though? Because he uses a gun in that movie.
Well, he's an autistic assassin. So.
Ben Affleck's playing autistic?
Dude, you have to watch the movie.
Okay.
It's got John Barenthal in it, too.
Oh, okay.
And I won't spoil anything about John Barenthal's character, but he's fucking awesome.
He dies.
And it's got my girl Anna Kendrick, who I love with all of my pants.
Okay, that's disturbing. Have you watched the one with her and Mrs. Ryan Reynolds?
No, that's on my list. Okay. Like, it's
I've heard that's actually pretty good.
Like, it's to watch. Like, okay. Yeah, it's on Amazon as well. Because I was thinking I might download it and watch it on the plane.
Oh, there you go.
So
cool. All
right,
that's it for this week.
We've been sufficiently random.
We'll probably do another random cast next week. Or the week after, or whenever we are again.
Well, depending on if I get to go to the expo or not, maybe we'll talk about that.
Or I could just talk about the expo for like.
You could just tell me about the expo and be like,
"Seen this?
You missed this? I bought this.
Ate some food. I don't think I'll buy anything.
I had a grilled cheese donut sandwich thing.
I don't know if they're down there. Their spot got real small last year, so yeah. I don't know if they'll be there. Tom and Chi. Well, they've had some financial issues, too, so.
I don't know.
Franchises closing all over the place.
I know I went to high school with one of the founders, so.
And we didn't even talk about GameStop closing.
We kind of did for a second, so.
Hey, the last Kmart is closing in Ohio by the end of this year.
Interesting. So I tell you,
the last Kmarts in Kentucky are closing by the end of this year.
I didn't care about Toys R Us closing. I certainly don't care about GameStop closing.
Okay. Where will you get your collectibles from?
I don't know, but I'm sure a FedEx driver will throw it at my door.
You know what? I'm going to wrap something for you for Christmas and just whiz it from over there on the sidewalk and see if I can hit the porch even.
That's all right.
I should just do that. Just get a package and just put something in it and see if I can whiz it that far. And then call FedEx up and be like, you hiring?
Well, I'll send them the video so you can see.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have my Darth Maul's coming tomorrow.
Darth Maul's?
From Hasbro Police.
Oh, the Archive of Maul?
No, the Comic-Con ones. Boba Fett.
I was confused.
I was thinking Maul there. No, my Boba Fetts are coming tomorrow.
So. Oh, because Darth Maul was a Celebration exclusive.
Yes.
That's what it was.
But I'm working from home tomorrow.
Are you going to work out on the porch?
I'm going to sit here and just watch. And when it comes up.
Are you going to crash through the window?
I may.
I look forward to this. That will be the video.
I'll share the video with you.
Set that camera up to record the whole thing where you go out the window.
Because if the dude throws it again, like, one, he was stupid enough to do it twice.
Yeah.
All right. And he got caught on camera. I tweeted it both times.
Oh, did you?
And FedEx immediately followed up with me. And then I talked to, like, the station supervisor this week. And she's like, yeah, he's got two strikes. I'm just waiting for his third.
Wow.
So. And I said, you know, I don't want the guy to get fired.
On my porch,
maybe
they just
you should
plop
just,
them.
Well,
like, literally, this is what you hear if you're sitting in the house.
Yeah.
And here, let me do it. Let me hold the mic. You literally will hear this.
Yeah.
And my house is on a slab.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's a big box, you feel it in the living room. And I'm like, that's happened before where, like, a big box is, they don't drop it, but they sit it down heavily.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
well, because you order heavy stuff.
They don't want to walk up the steps. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay.
UPS, I don't want to walk up the steps either.
UPS,
I'm about
DHL,
to just throw myself up onto your porch one day.
UPS, DHL, they come. They knock on the door.
They
set it down just to the right of the door every time, you know.
Pulse could be anywhere on your porch. Pray it don't rain if you don't have.
So,
like,
but the thing is like where both times where he's thrown the things to.
Maybe you should complain to Pulse too.
I did. And they haven't. So I complained to them online too, and sent a like complaint through the system.
Yeah.
And I reached out to my friend who's the marketing manager for Star Wars there.
Okay.
So,
why don't you reach out to that person and tell them to send us free stuff?
Please. Because,
and thank
like,
you.
I don't want to take advantage.
I don't feel like it would take advantage if we reviewed it.
Well, I mean, she put me in touch with their PR people, and, you know, I
tell them
to
send me stuff. I'll review it.
So, well, they don't ever send us anything. I said we'd love to review stuff, so we do video.
We don't get enough listeners. Thanks, listeners, for listening.
We get plenty of listeners.
Well, then that's all they want to know is like.
Actually,
numbers.
We have more listeners like, now than when like we first got hooked
like
up with them.
Toyshes
so.
And. A few of those other Instagrammers get stuff because
well,
they review
but
it.
They're also visual.
I can be visual. There's an infamous podcast, Instagram, Twitter.
Allegedly.
Well, you know.
Anyway.
I was just informing the new
no,
listeners.
No, yeah. There's Instagram, Twitter.
There's a Patreon somewhere out there.
Something like that.
Thank you for our Patreon donations, you one person out there.
It's Daryl. Thanks.
I know who it is.
We love you, Daryl. All right. On that note, I got to get the kid to volleyball. We'll talk to you later.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
The FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.